Yeah, don't worry. I still smoke like an 18-year-old girl. I've been accused of that, you know. I'm an amateur. I'm talking to you at night because I want to talk to you about the celestial realm. Let me tell you something. Well, first let me show you where this light's coming from. Look at this. It's the vase of light. It's the New Jerusalem. Well, now watch. I'm going to talk about the New Jerusalem today. The New Jerusalem is going to descend from heaven like this. Watch carefully on the yard cam. And it's going to hum, too. Listen to this. Yeah, it's going to sound something like that. But ladies and gentlemen, we have no clue how beautiful the celestial world is. Now, I'm going to try to aim my camera up to the heavens. See if you can see a star. But you're not going to see anything. Let me try this. What do you see? Nothing but black. I knew somebody who said that they really didn't want to, they weren't very excited about going to the celestial realm. Because they would look up into the heavens at night and they would see a few stars, they see the moon. The moon's just a big dead rock. It doesn't even have any light of its own. Can't even shine of its own volition, the moon can't. It's reflected light. Reflects off the sun on the other side of the earth. The space that we see, the planets, the stars, if you think that is the celestial realm that Paul's talking about, I've got news for you. And I actually do have news for you. It's not. If you read Genesis 1:16, we find out that God put the celestial bodies in the heavens for times and for seasons. So it's a big clock. That's all it is. It's a big clock. And of course, there's gravitational pull. The stars do affect you. The stars do affect your personality when you were born. Yes, that's right. There are 12 zodiac signs. This is divine. If you doubt me on that, read Dr. Bullinger's book, The Witness of the Stars. Go to Amazon.com. You can get it there. There's something to it, my friends. The heavens have influence on us. But as far as you looking up and thinking that that's your home, this person I'm talking about looked up to heaven and said, why would I want to go there? Why would I want to go to a cold place that's black? It looks black to me. There's just a few pinpoints of light, and we know that stars are gaseous masses of dust and God knows what else. The sun's a giant hydrogen ball. Very dangerous, the sun is. Very dangerous. But it's the giver of all life. It's a wonderful orb. Don't get me wrong. I love the sun. It's my favorite celestial body. But the sun isn't even where we're going. The sun is the center of our solar system, but there are other solar systems, other universes. But even as far as the Hubble telescope has managed to pierce, that is not where we're going. Because there's a realm above that. The word heaven in the Greek is Uranus, and it means see up. That's literally the two literal English elements of the word Uranus, see up. So when you look up, you're in the heavens. Jesus Christ said the birds, he called the birds of the heavens. And so heaven is really anything that's not on earth. That's Uranus. It's heavens. But there's another Greek word, epi-Uranus. Epi-Uranus. It's on heavens. Literally, it's on see up. It's above what you see when you look up. And it is that realm is now hidden to our view. And I'll give you two reasons. You know my reasons are always scriptural. Even though we don't know exactly what's up there and what it looks like, I will give you scriptural reasons for what I think and why I think it. Number one, in Ephesians 6, Paul mentions powers of darkness, but he mentions sovereignties, authorities, and world mights. in Ephesians 6. Also in Revelation, I can't remember which chapter exactly, we learn of 24 elders that are tending to the throne of God. And I have told you during the Revelation series, I still stand with this, that these are 24 rulers of 24 sectors in the celestial world. So there are organized powers up there. Do you see any of them when you look up? No. You see stars. If you have a good telescope, you can see the rings of Saturn. You can see the spot on Jupiter. But you can't see, you can't pierce the on heavens where we are going because it is currently invisible. But this is where Paul went. He went to the third heaven. And he saw things that were unspeakably wonderful. The man had already looked up at the night sky. The man had already seen the moon. He'd already seen the sun. He'd already seen the stars. So what he saw in the third heaven was not the moon, the sun, or the stars. It was something far greater. So we have heaven divided into sections, into sectors, into jurisdictions. In other words, there are organized powers where we are going. That's my first indication that it is somewhat, I'm careful to use that word, it's somewhat like the organization of the powers on earth. On earth, we have states, we have countries, we have cities, and we have mayors in charge of cities, we have presidents in charge of countries, or viceroys, or we have princes, we have magistrates is the judicial end of things. Kings, of course. It's the same in the celestial realm. Do you see any of that when you look up? No. Therefore, what you're looking up at is not where we're going. Where we're going is on top of that. It's on top of it. Secondly, read Revelation 21. This is one of the most amazing passages in Scripture because in Revelation 21, you are reading about the new Jerusalem that descends to the new earth from heaven. Keep in mind, where did Paul go? To the third heaven. Now, did Paul go to the third heaven before the new Jerusalem descended from the third heaven to come to the third earth? Did he come before or after? In other words, did he see the New Jerusalem, the city? New Jerusalem is a city, and it is now in heaven. How do I know this? Because in Revelation chapter 21, it descends from heaven, and here's the key, as a bride adorned for her husband, adorned. This thing is decked out. Switch hands here. I'm an ambidextrous smoker, by the way. See? Yeah, the third heaven is decked out. You see that little light there on my lamp? It's pretty, isn't it? There's another one. There's another one. There's a couple more. It's pretty, isn't it? That's nothing. Because I can look up in the sky on a clear night and see hundreds of these to the naked eye. Millions if I'm looking through a telescope. That's not it. That's not it. All you think of when you look into space is cold, dark, scary, lonely, vacant. Light years between stars. Who wants to go there? That's not where we're going. Currently, the New Jerusalem is in heaven. I think it's there now. Read the description of it. It is decked out. There is gold. This is where the Christians get the streets of gold. They think that's heaven, the streets of gold in heaven. But no, the streets of gold come down from heaven to settle on the earth. The New Jerusalem comes down like this. It hovers, it comes down. Listen to this thing. Read the example. Read the description of it. It's encrusted with precious gems. Jasper, emeralds, beryl, garnet, lapis lazuli. I think there are 12 precious stones. And if I'm not mistaken, these correspond to the stones on the breastplate of the high priest. Anyway, in Israel. I believe, and this thing is 1,500 miles wide, long, and high, which is approximately the size of Australia. And 1,500 miles high, that's what blows my mind. Always has, always will. The new earth is going to be much, much larger than this present earth to accommodate all the dead who have raised at the great white throne, been judged, been found written in the book of life, and go on to the new earth. And plus, there will be no sea on the new earth, so much more land, much more space for habitation. Bunch of people there. And they're going to be good people because the curs and the enchanters and all those doing evil and wickedness will be, at that time, relegated to the lake of fire, which is the second death. They're just dead. Don't get thrown off by that verse where I've had many people throw this verse at me. They say, it says, outside of the new city, the new Jerusalem, outside are the whoremongers and the curs and the televangelists. But in the Greek, it doesn't say that. If you look in a concordant version at the word outside, you will notice that the word side is in light face type. So they're just out. Many people think that they're outside, literally outside, like scratching at the door, banging at the door, making all sorts of grotesque noises and sounds, and smoking cigarettes, doing all kinds of illicit things. No, they're not. They're not doing that at all. They're dead. They're in the lake of fire, which is the second death. They will eventually be vivified, live together with Christ when death is abolished at the consummation, but that's another topic. This city is going to be something else, but it comes down from heaven. I think that, I mean, this city's going to make Oz look like Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Is Sheboygan in Wisconsin? If it's not, it should be. Let's just say Moline, Illinois. Is Moline in Illinois or is it in Iowa? I'm confused. Let's just say Norwalk, Ohio. I know Norwalk's in Ohio. It's also in Connecticut. If this is like an expendable city that comes down to the new earth. But I believe, and this is me now, at this point, I am going off on conjecture. I call it an hypothesis, which is an educated guess. And that is that there are cities, there are jurisdictions, there are kingdoms, there are buildings. See, we've always thought of heaven as some kind of wispy place, just kind of a bunch of white clouds where people are going to be floating around playing harps. No, 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 no. That's so juvenile, really. The New Jerusalem, which descends from heaven, is an indication of what is up there. And this is like, yeah, we can spare the New Jerusalem, just send it down. We have plenty up here. The celestial realms above what we see, above Saturn, above Jupiter, above the Milky Way galaxy. There are kingdoms, there are lights, there are cities that look like this. There are new gems that we've never heard of. Gold and silver, give me a break. Lapis lazuli, give me a break. Garnet, give me a break. Rubies, emeralds, diamonds, pearls, trinkets, compared to what we are going to see when we rise together with Christ in the air to meet him. And he, listen, he lives there. And you know how when you have a new house and you can't wait for your friends to come over and see it, and you're all excited, and they come over. Well, let me tell you, we're going to be so amazed when we're snatched away. The first amazement will be that we're actually defying gravity. And we'll have this special feeling of lightness and impregnability. That feeling is known as immortality. Death will no longer have a hold on us. We'll be sinless and we'll have the mind of Christ. And that will be amazing. And we'll think like, this is heaven. This is heaven. This is it. And Jesus will kind of laugh a little bit. It's like, huh. We're going to be amazed to be immortal. We're going to be amazed to be screwing gravity finally. And Jesus is going to say, you think this is heaven? Wait until you see. And we're going to rise with Christ. And we're going to pierce the veils of a realm that we now cannot see. And he's going to take us to his home. In one place in the scripture, God dwells in light inaccessible. How about that? Light inaccessible. You see this light? It's very pretty, but it's accessible. It's right here. We're accessing it now. The light at the end of my cigarette? It's accessible. There it is. The lights you see, the sun is magnificent. I love the sun. My favorite celestial orb. It's accessible. We're going to see things that are presently inaccessible. But Jesus Christ is going to be so excited to take us to his home. And to say that our minds are going to be blown is probably the understatement of the eon.